Hey y'all, this is Ginger DeVries, guest number 56 of the podcast, encouraging you today to use your position to broadcast God's love. God's word says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We pray this episode is an encouragement to you to go out and use your position to broadcast his love. From Scotto All Britain Studios, here's your host, Ricky.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Broadcast His Love. This is a podcast where we talk about what life looks like when we decrease our name and increase God's name, because it's all about Jesus living life on purpose with him. And I'm just thinking about springtime, flowers budding, flowers blooming, growth happening in your life, all because of Jesus. All that we've accomplished, God has done it for us. And so I'm just praying for you as you're listening to this, that God is putting something new in your heart and that you are recognizing that he's doing it and he's growing it in your life to do immeasurably more than all you can think, ask, or imagine. And so we just are so grateful that you're here. And we pray that this conversation is just so fun for you with your walk with the Lord today. Today we are talking with Jessica Wittort. She is a wife, mom of soon to be two babies. She's a softball coach. She teaches pitching lessons, which how fun is that? We've never had a pitching coach, a softball coach on before, so that will be fun. She's the children's director at Upper Room Church at the Nightingale location in Gulf Breeze, and the brand new, like, let's hear it for our girl Jess, the director of the new Acton Academy in Gulf Breeze, Florida. Hey, Jess.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So you just love the Lord. I mean, you're with our kids on Sundays and you teach them Jesus. Like, you are planting these amazing seeds in their life and they are just growing with the Lord. So thank you for that. You just love working with kids, right?
Right. I've done it for a while. I love it. It's definitely something God's given in my heart. So I'm thankful for that.
When did you start working with children?
Probably around 2015. And honestly, at the time, it was funny because I was actually at an upper room service, the original upper room, and Pastor Nathan was talking about vision and like how 2015 is better than 2020. And he challenged us to write down, you know, like three things that are you see yourself, you know, being in, you know, like the future in 10 years. And these were not things of myself, just things I felt like God put on my heart. And at the time I'm thinking, you know, God put on my heart children. And, you know, I'm thinking back to God, you know, like, hey, I don't think I'm a good fit with children and I think I would mess them up.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we all think, you know, we're like, oh, the next generation, you just want what's best for them. So totally normal.
Yeah. And so actually the three things I wrote down, and it was very new at the time, was, you know, I've always been, you know, involved in softball, you know, collegiate athlete, and always gave pitching lessons, but I never thought I would continue to do that. So that was one, you know, easy. A teacher was the second one. And the third one was an artist, because I had just picked up paint and like started painting. So anyway, that was when that first started. And then I, you know, just started trying to be obedient, serving at church. And then in 2015, and things just escalated from there. A door opened up, became a teacher, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I love that Pastor Nathan said, write down three things.
Well, one, I was really being transformed. Like, I was really being spoiled in God's presence at the time. And he was really speaking to me a lot during this time and molding me. But he said, what's better than 2020 vision? It's 2015. And so it was like the start of the new year coming in. And he said, you know, this is a year of vision and like really good vision. And that was like the vision. So that's where the challenge came in. Like, what's your vision for the future? Where do you feel like God's calling you? And it was really cool.
Okay. That was smart. 2015, because 2015 vision is way better than 2020 vision. That took me a minute to put together, but praise the Lord. Here we are. Thank you, God. for explaining that to me, Jessica. Thank you for that. Okay, so a couple of things that you said that I just love, and we're going to get to Acton Academy, which I'm just so thankful that that's starting up here locally, a new Christian school, and just so excited to see what the Lord does through you and through all the children and teachers there. But I did want to talk about your coaching softball. So do you coach local girls, or how do you, you know, coach kids with pitching?
So I used to go to the ballparks around town and, you know, yeah, local girls just, and it's all by word of mouth. You know, every season there's more girls that are interested in pitching, especially beginners, if, you know, seeing if it's for them or not.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's a fun position. So everybody at least wants to try, right? Or a lot
exactly.
of people do. Yeah. I actually, thanks to my amazing husband, built a pitching lane in my backyard. So when I put, you know, my son down for a nap, I can run outside and, you know, coach a lesson, or, on the weekends, it's super convenient. I can, just run out and coach a lesson for an hour or two. And it's just been amazing. So they show up at my house. I start them out with like a little warm up and just give them drills that they do. And it's amazing to see their progress. It's really also just something I feel like God's given me insight for and wisdom, and he's helped me, you know, in teaching, like teach softball with that gift that he's given me too. And it's so fun to see them progress and do awesome.
Yeah. And the fact that you have it where it's in your backyard and it's good for your family, it's good for you and your wonderful husband building this pitching area in your backyard. I mean, what a fun way to share the good news. And, you know, Broadcast is Love, we're all about using your position, no matter what it is, a pitching coach, a teacher, you work at a restaurant, you write books, like whatever the thing is that you do, you answer the phone, you work in customer service, glorify God in whatever you do. And I just imagine there are some really fun instances where you're talking about like the glory of God is like strike, baby, you know, just
yeah,
all different ways that you can, you know, broadcast what God is doing in your life and also coaching up these girls. I mean, what a cool way to work and work for the Lord, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. The people that I see, you know, years and years will go by and, you know, they turn into, you know, kind of like a secondary family and a community, you know, they know each other, they play against each other. And they also know just like where I stand in my faith. And it's a positive time to encourage not only like the girls in, you know, hey, this is a gift that you have. This is, you know, work, whatever you do, work into the Lord,
yeah,
working hard, but also just like, you know, we have conversations. I love having conversations with parents and how the week's going. And yeah, definitely it's, God has always been something that is the foundation for what we do, even outside at the ballpark or wherever. So it's
yeah,
cool.
So fun. So fun. Softball's really fun too. I miss it. I played in high school, and just like that camaraderie of just like being involved in that, that team, you know, I'm sure you love being able to still tap into that gifting that God gave you, and you're still doing it. Like, that's the other thing that we have not mentioned in this episode is that you're still doing it. I mean, how long has it been since you played? I should not ask you how long it's been since you played college ball. I don't want to do that to you. We're all
it's
getting
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's been, I think 2012. It's been that long. And like I said, I mean, when I was done with, you know, softball in college, man, I was burnt out. It was not like the most positive. I mean, it's tough. You know, it was not the most positive experience. There's a lot of pressure, a lot of, you know, girls hanging around each other. And it was exhausting trying, you know, to always be positive in sometimes like a negative environment. But God always, you know, gave me the strength. And I thought I was done with this. I'm not doing this anymore. And, you know, I tried to get away from it. Like, I can't wait for people to stop contacting me about lessons. Like, I'm done with this. And like, he just, you know, this thin string just kept me attached. And then I kept, you know, getting more people and more people. And honestly, it just got better. And I realized I love coaching, I think, more than playing, because I can set the tone. I can lead a positive environment and, you know, not have to, I don't know. There were lessons on both ends, but.
We were talking about this in a small group the other day with Upper Room Church, that like the refining process is real and that never ends. Like you can be in your 80s, in your 90s, in your 100s, like be a centurion and the Lord will still refine you. If you, you know, choose to live life with him, if you choose to walk with the Lord, if you choose to read your Bible and learn from it and let the word of the Lord soak into everything that you are and just be different than what you want to be. You know, you want to be selfish. You want it. I want this. I want that. I want it done my way. Gimme, gimme, gimme. And the Lord's like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, let's do things my way, my plan for you. I've got the steps for you, sister, you know, just kind of resting in him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's, but you see the blessing that comes from those refining seasons.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know any better. I was like, yes, yes, coach. Yes, coach. You know, I do what I'm told. I do what I'm told. My nose down, you know, just, you know, trying to do my best. And then the Lord just like kept blessing, you know, me. And then even like after softball, it's the same thing. It's just a life lesson that you learn. Like sometimes you got to keep your nose down, do what you need to do, you know, just hear from God and like him tell you, like, it's not the time to move, or, you know, there's a season for everything. And
right.
God definitely just blesses those seasons where he is refining you, and your character is being molded.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can look back and be like, praise God for that.
Exactly.
And I pray for the person who's listening that does encourage you, because you may be able to look back and say, oh, wow, Lord, you were refining me in that moment. And so, and just for the person who's listening, I encourage you to thank God for that. Whatever that refining season was for you, just to lift it up to God. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for teaching me X, Y, Z. Thank you for teaching me whatever. Lord, I love you. I surrender my life to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, whatever the thank you is that comes out, but just turn it into praise because of what he's done in your life and, you know, the goodness that he's given you. We are switching gears. So you are the children's director at Upper Room Church at the Nightingale location in Gulf Breeze. But, and you know, I mean, we can pretty much tell what that is. So I love it. Thank you for taking care of our kids.
But
the other thing that's really big here to be celebrated is that you're the new director of Acton Academy in Gulf Breeze, which I'm sure people want to hear about. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. And, you know, we're not, you know, technically open yet, but we are approved and we're in the process. And I'm sure if anybody knows anything about schools, it takes a long time. You know, it could be a year before we open our doors and, you know, all that. So we're just kind of setting the foundation and everything so far. But honestly, like, as you were even talking, you know, about going through those refining seasons and, you know, God making all things new, like, I feel like that's exactly what God's doing right now. Because there were, you know, I've had experience in, you know, administration and schools before. And I just thought, you know, at the time, it wasn't the season. It wasn't for me. And I went back to teaching. But, and I always wondered, you know, like, hey, God, why did I go through that? It was very stressful. It was like a lot on my plate. It was very, very much a refining season. And just holding on to the garment, you know, of Jesus. Like waiting for like the next breakthrough. And I just, you know, and then anyway, I became a teacher in the public school, which is amazing. And I loved, love, love, love it. And I actually stopped teaching in the public school to stay home with my son. And then this opportunity opened up and I even told, you know, Pastor Nathan, like, oh my gosh, I have been waiting, you know, just not upset about feeling like wasted time, but, you know, part of me could feel like, man, did I, or just kind of question it, you know, should I have just been teaching and not, you know, had this experience for a couple of years? And just, of course, when you start having children, you're all about your kids. Everything you do is for your kids. And so when this opportunity opened up, I'm like, I have the experience as a director. I can do this. And it's just been so cool to see everything unfold just piece by piece, like the knowledge that I still know many years later, and just being able to help start this school. It's so cool to see God bring back to life those things that I thought were dead.
Yep. Yeah. Bring back to life those things that you thought were dead. Is there anything else that you can say to speak into that? Because I just feel like those are more powerful words, you know? It's like, that's huge. You know, what's he bringing back for you?
Yeah. Well, let me just, I'm going to go ahead and read this verse, but Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and have been called according to his purpose. And yeah, there's like seasons in your life where you just feel, it could be anything, you know, that you just feel was either wasted time, like a relationship, a job, a friendship. But you just never know. Like, it's so important never to burn bridges, because you just never know like how God is going to use that for good.
Right.
And even, yeah, I mean, even the bad situations in our life, those refining processes, it's just so, it's one of the blessings. It's like, what? Like, my spirit just came alive, like thinking, like remembering that your word says that all things work for good, as long as we continue to love you and seek you in those things. And now, like, it's a perfect timing. I'm wanting to spend time with my children. I can, you know, do many things on the go or from home. And yeah, I mean, I feel so thankful.
What you just said was so powerful. You never know how God will use it for good. Like, you never know.
No, you don't. And he'll shock you. Like, he totally
always
will, like, just like,
always.
Oh. Yeah, just totally shock you. And then you're going to just be blessed.
Yes. Well, and like, how fun is this? Okay. Also, you guys, Jess, she works out at the same gym I'm at, and we like, we're hardcore. We're hardcore.
Think about that. I'm 7 months pregnant.
Yeah. But I mean, we've known each other for years, but you know, you never know how God will use it for good. Like, I just remember the first time I saw you at one of the classes that was hardcore. And we're just going to call it our hardcore class instead of like what the actual name of the class is.
Okay.
But because it's more fun. But yeah. I'm like, this girl is pumping some iron right now.
No way.
And we like worship together on Sundays. You know, we're like, praise the Lord. And we're also lifting the weights. Like, give me 10 pounds. Give me 12 pounds. Give me 15 pounds. And you're just like cranking it out. It was awesome. So,
you never know
how God will use it for good.
You know, it's funny. I have to say, I don't even think I've ever told you this before, but I remember like, okay, I was like probably like postpartum. I'm so tired,
yeah.
You know, like just that season of like, I'm really low energy. I'm really not feeling like I feel, you know, really powerful or spiritual, or you know, just having that energy is really powerful and I just don't have it. And I just remember always seeing you around because you're just so bright and you just shine for Jesus. And it's so evident. And I'm thinking, gosh, I see this girl everywhere, I swear. And, it's like, God told me like, y'all are going to connect, like you're going to be friends, or yeah, like God was going to do something between us. And I'm just like, I mean, whatever, like whatever you want, God, but okay, we'll see. And I'm telling you, like, even at the pool that one day, like I wasn't even expecting to see, like, what are you doing at the pool? Like, just
the pool.
And then it's like, oh you played softball too, like that's cool, yeah, maybe we'll be friends, I don't know. But it is so interesting, you just never know, like those people that God keeps bringing in your life, or you see, it's for a reason. And yeah, I mean, at some point, God's going to connect you.
If you both love the Lord, it says where two or three are gathered, I am with them. I don't know why, but I just think that he does that and he has fun with it. Like, he connects us in all these different places to be like, you know, I'm just going to be glorified here and there, yeah, and also there. And praise God. Well, I just love you. I love that you teach pitching. I love that you teach children about Jesus. And I love that you're the new director of the Acton Academy in Gulf Breeze. And I do want to ask about contact information for that. Can we put a link in the description of this episode, or what do you recommend?
So right now we just have a website, and then we're basically just, you know, taking interest at this point, since we don't have like an actual start date. We're just laying that foundation, getting things approved and whatnot. And so some things are really not in our control. So it just depends on approval for certain things and whatnot. So yeah, anybody that's like interested, they can certainly go to, it's actually called Acton Coastal Academy. And we can put the website for that below. And then there is a connect or interest button on there with an email. And so anybody who might be interested, yeah, they can just get some more information right now. But yeah, again, not really, you know, too much going on with it right now. We're still trying to get it, you know, perfect.
Yeah. And that's what they were saying at church, like 2025 is probably,
yeah, when. Probably fall 2025. But yeah, I mean, we're just taking it. Honestly, it's one of those things like, oh, God gave us this. That's cool. Let's see what he does with it. And so it's just one step at a time. And that's what we're doing. You know, we've got a lot of new things coming up. I mean, we're launching Nightingale. That's yes. Huge.
Huge. You know?
So we're launching Nightingale Easter Sunday. And yeah, we're just invite you to come out. And that's our big thing right now. And yeah, Acton's kind of, yeah, it's going to be great in God's timing.
Exactly. Amen. Yeah, that's one thing I was telling somebody recently. I'm like, if I could say one thing that I've learned from Upper Room Church, it's the pace of God.
Yeah.
Like that is one thing that I feel like I could teach people from learning it through the leadership at Upper Room is the pace of God. And like, honestly, the breath of God. Like, I mean, there were, you know, Pastor Nathan loves to talk about like breathing in and out. You're actually saying the name of God, like one of his names, Yahweh. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Yahweh. Oh my goodness. He's so good. Thank you for all that you do and that what you're doing and how God is leading you and guiding you. And oh, the other thing I wanted to say with Acton, just for people who are interested, because I know if you are interested, you're probably going to go to the link in the description of this podcast to find out more. But this is different than like a normal elementary school. It's like one room classrooms.
Very small. So there's just like one, there's one studio, you know, of like 30 kids for elementary, one studio of middle school for 30 kids. So, and it's just a different type of school. It's Socratical based learning and, you know, it's student led. So they will, you know, lead discussions and, yeah, just basically lead the day. So we're just kind of training little leaders. They're not even teachers. They're guides. There's not one person standing in front teaching all day. It's, you know, we're letting the kids, you know, use the knowledge, use the curriculum. And then the guide, you know, holds them accountable, encourages them, their thought process, and, you know, so much more. But
my prayer for the students is that it just really encourages them and inspires them to want to learn, to be guided, and, you know, to learn more and rule the world, not rule the world, but, you know, be our next leaders here locally and changing the world. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Jessica. Is there anything, we always ask what Bible verse is encouraging you in this season, but did you already answer that?
That is kind of like my life verse, to be honest.
Yeah.
They're good or bad, like whatever season, like that, just God making all things new. I have it painted like a few different places in my house, like, you know, just all things and how many times the Bible says all things, and it's not some things, it's all things God uses for good. So,
yes.
You know, it's all things, you know, work together. And so many verses that say all things. I have that like on my fireplace right now, actually. But I mean, that's kind of my life verse and the one that came to mind. So when we doubt, it's so easy to doubt. And like, I've been a doubter, and I am a doubter, you know, sometimes. And even though I've seen God, I have had so many experiences with God, We're only humans and we got to give ourselves grace for that. And so just staying in the word and remembering, like, don't confuse yourself, you know, no,
Yeah.
God is, and he can do all things. He can do immeasurably more.
Yes. Okay. Do you mind if I read a couple of verses that say all things in it just really quick?
Oh, okay. I love it.
Okay. And then we're going to wrap up, but this is just like to motivate you today, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, like God is with you. Holy Spirit, just speak to whoever's listening to this right now. We believe in your power. We have faith that you can do anything. God, we are just tuned into you. So 1 Corinthians 8:6 says, yet for us, there is one God, the Father, from whom all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, and through whom we exist. Okay, Romans 8:28-29 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And then I'm just going to read a couple more because this is like really good. Like all things. Colossians 1:16, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I love that one.
Okay, one more. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence.
Amen.
Boom. All things.
Boom. Mic drop.
Mic drop, Sister Kat. I love this. So thank you so much for sharing everything that you shared today. And just God bless you, Jess, with the work that you're doing. We're just going to wrap it up with a prayer.
Love it.
Father God, the world wants to distract us from what you have called us to do and how you want us to live. And so in the name of Jesus, I just ask that you remove any distractions or anything that would not honor you in our lives. Anything that would not bring you glory, God, even if it's our own negative thoughts, Lord, just remove all things that don't honor you. And Lord, I just pray for the person who's listening, who maybe feels renewed or refreshed or just ready to see what else you have for them, Lord. I pray that they understand that this feeling is real, that you are alive. Your word is alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And so God, I just pray that you move them to do what you've called them to do in their hearts first with you. And if they are not saved, I just pray that they accept you into their heart, Jesus into their heart as their Lord and Savior, knowing that you died for them on the cross and that you have saved them from all their sins, all their fears, all their doubts. You have saved them from themselves, Lord, and that they can live in eternity with you because of your son, Jesus. And Lord, I just pray for Acton Academy. I pray for the Gulf Breeze location, Nightingale. I pray for all of Upper Room staff. And Lord, we just love you. We praise you. We need you. We ask that we decrease and God, you increase in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, this is Dustin, one of the pastors at Grace Bible Church in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for tuning in to listen to Broadcast His Love with Ricky Van Stewart. I hope you will also consider joining us on our podcast as well. Our hope is to encourage you, inspire you, and compel you towards a closer walk with Jesus and one another. You can find us on every platform where podcasts are offered by simply searching for Grace Bible Church Sebring. Again, this is Pastor Dustin, and I hope to get to connect with you very soon.
Hey, this is Mark Stockland, pastor and CEO for Haiti Bible Mission in Jeremy, Haiti. If you'd like to follow along with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, you can check us out at HaitiBibleMission.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We'd love to get you guys connected with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, and how you can partner with us to live the difference, to help empower leaders to transform communities. God bless you guys, and have a great day.
Hey everyone, it's Erica with Glassy Day Studio, where we believe every broken, discarded, and disrupted thing will be reclaimed, restored, and redeemed by the one who created and calms the waves. Glassy Day jewelry is shaped from recycled surfboard resin, and each design is named after a woman in the Bible. And 10% of every purchase supports foster care ministries. Check it out at glassydaystudio.com. And thanks for listening. And if this episode has drawn you closer to Christ, please share it with your friends and family, or even one person that might find encouragement in the message and a deeper relationship with Christ. God bless and have a great week.
This is amazing.